Good afternoon, everybody. We've got lots of room at the table if anybody wants to come up, join us. We won't put you on the spot. I'm Brad Verd. I am the co-chair of RSAC, and my colleague, Tripti Sinha, was unable to make the meeting. She sends her apologies. And looks forward to seeing everybody at ICANN 56. So let's jump into the slides. We'll try to get through this as quickly as we can. Here's kind of a quick overview of the agenda today. We're just going to run through some documents, server expectations of the route, the measurements doc, RSAC 002. We'll cover the workshop report. Do some quick updates as to what's going on right now and end with kind of a Q&A and membership run through. So next slide, please. As I said, Brad Verd. This is the reoccurring message that comes from RSAC, trying to educate everybody so that they can recite it for us. The role of RSAC, the Root Server System Advisory Committee, is a very narrow in scope but key to the DNS ecosystem. So really quick, we are here to advise the ICANN community and board on matters relating to the operation, administration, security, and integrity of the Root Server System. Again, very narrow in scope. Next slide, please. All right, this is RSAC, the organization. The formal RSAC committee is made up of representatives from each of the 12 root server operators. Each of these have an alternate, and we have a number of liaisons from our root zone management partners, as well as from the ICANN community. More importantly, the caucus, which is the body that does all of the work and provides the output of RSAC, these are made up of volunteers, subject matter experts. Right now, we're somewhere beyond 70 members, and a large portion of those are not related or directly related to root server operations. Next slide. I jumped ahead. So each of the members in our goal to be fully transparent, they provide a statement of interest that is available on the ICANN website, and again, the caucus gets all the credit for the output of our documents that are published. Purpose pretty simple. Our goal is to produce documents that are based upon questions and concerns from the community and from the board. Again, our goal is all about transparency. We want to be as transparent as possible in everything we do, and we've defined a framework to get that done. And there is our email for our RSAC membership. If you want to join, please state your interest to that email address, and we'll get back to you on that. Publications since ICANN 54 in Dublin. So RSAC 001 has been completed and published. Though this document has been completed for a while, it's been sitting on the shelf as we were trying to get the tandem document from the IAB done, which you can see is RFC 7720. These documents together move the legacy document or the old document of 2870 BIS into a legacy state. And the IAB document defines the protocols for the root server operators, and RSAC 001 defines the service expectation of the root server operators in servicing those protocols. 002, version 2, has been published. 002 is the measurements document where it defines a number of measurements and metrics that each of the root server operators are supposed to publish and make available to the community. This is the second version of that document. There were some minor updates that were made based upon real world experience and things that kind of needed to be tweaked a bit to make them work. In addition, RSAC had two statements that were published. One on the RSAC workshop. So this was the first of its kind for RSAC. We gathered the formal committee, locked them in a room for a number of days, and talked about root server topics. And there's a report there that is on what came out of that, and I think we're going to cover that later today also in more detail. In addition, there was just a public statement on the CCWG accountability proposal that was done. Next slide. All right, so I'll go into a little bit more detail on 001, just to kind of refresh everybody's memory, as this is, as I said, it's been done for a while, but it is now published and official. This document establishes a set of expectations for root server operators, how they're supposed to run their service. It defines 18 operational expectations, which I'll go into those in a bit here. And as I stated earlier, together with RFC 7720, it makes RFC 2870 legacy. So these are the different areas that are defined in 001. Pretty much everything you can imagine around the operation of a root server operator. And in most of these, each root server operator is supposed to publish something related to each of these topics and make it available on the root server's webpage, which root-servers.org, which will come up here in just a bit. Next slide. Excuse me. Here are some of the things. So each root server operator is to publish the level of service that they offer. And this is to make kind of set expectations with the community, and they also this is the topic here is where everything is deployed. Again, all of this is on root-servers.org website and is updated on a constant basis, so it is current. Next slide, please. I'm gonna turn the mic over to Kaveh from KRoot to cover the RSAC 002.
Good afternoon. My name is Kaveh Ranjbar from RIPE NCC, and I'm in charge of KRoot. So yes, RSAC 002. Basically, this is almost all of or many of the root operators already published statistics on what they do. For example, at K, for years and years, we published the amount of bandwidth which are used by each node and query loads and things like that. But it was never a consistent thing between all the operators, and it was never the same format based on the same definition. So RSAC 002 tries to address that. It basically identifies and recommends a set of measurements to establish a baseline and to have a trend. And having a trend is very important, especially nowadays with all the changes in the size of root zone from the publishing side or TTL changes, or to the consumer side where you have IPv6 deployment, DNSSEC, queries over TCP, all of these variables. So having a baseline and being able to look at the trends helps a lot, and it also helps to establish an early warning system because based on this information, you can actually see if something is going wrong much more earlier than finding out after something has gone wrong. So these were the two basically main requirements for having RSAC 002. Next slide, please. So the document basically defines six high-level metrics. They're listed there: latency in publishing, available data, size of overall root zone, number of queries, query and response size distribution, R code distribution, and number of sources which are seen. Next slide, please. And also the document recommends have few recommendations. For example, it suggests that each root operator implement the measurements in the advisory, and every single letter has acknowledged that and they approve to do so. It also states that RSAC should monitor the progress of the implementation, which RSAC is doing, and I will report back on that in next slide. And it mentions that the document should be revised maximum in 2 years from the date of publication to adopt with new technologies and changes in usages and things like that. Next slide, please. So this is the implementation status. As you can see, 9 out of 13 are already publishing, and the other 4, you see the expected completion time, which is not that far in the future. So basically, Well, before end of this year, we will have this report from all of the letters. And next slide, please. But how to get to this statistics? If you go to rootdiceservers.org and click on any of the 9 letters that already published RSAC statistics, you can basically see a button which is surprisingly called RSAC. So if you click there, you will see a set of files. Next slide, please. Which are published daily, so per day you have 6 files basically. For each high-level metric, you have 1 file per day. So for example, this is an example here. This is, as you can read, it says from A-root, A.rootdiceservers. It's for 1st of January. And this is the traffic volume metric. So you can read that there are multiple metrics here presented. And to see how they can be useful, for example, it says that there were 4 billion IPv4 UDP DNS queries 1st of January to A-root, where there were 200 million IPv6 queries. So it's about 5%. And you can even look at, depending on what you're interested in, you can look at the responses, for example. So you had this many queries, this many responses. And it's immediately visible that how useful this can be, especially if you establish a trend, because you can see the trend of queries and how they change and all this. Next slide, please. So the files you saw was in the YAML format, and the first version, after we started implementing it, some of the letters, we found out some parts are open to interpretation, some parts are not clear enough, and there are sometimes syntax errors. For example, there were some indentations missing, or units were not clear, or how to count was not, some of the metrics were not clear. That was with a very good work of caucus. That was actually clarified. Everybody agreed on one set of standards and definitions, and that's, as presented, that's now in place. And the version 3 of the document is upcoming, as my colleague Limon will present in the upcoming caucus work.
The next slide is me, but that's not what I'm going to present. So, my name is Lars Lehmann. I work for NetNode. We operate iRoot. I'm going to tell you a bit about the workshop that we held last fall. We decided to, as Brad mentioned, we decided to get together and actually work in a concentrated way for 2 days straight. It was actually very useful, and we had lots of rewarding discussions. So we had a couple of goals with this workshop. It was to discuss the evolution of the root server system, and we wanted to come to a common understanding of what the current platform actually is, because there are lots of things that are hidden in folklore and people's memory and so on, and we needed to discuss and come to a common understanding of what the current platform is. And we made good progress on that. We discussed evolution, accountability, and continuity of the root server system. We came to consensus on a number of points, and those have been documented in the workshop report, which is, I believe, has been published. So it's somewhere on the RSEC pages. How you find the RSEC pages is a different thing, not our fault. Use Google. Next slide, please. So if we look at the actual consensus points that we reached, we divided them into accountability, continuity, and evolution, not necessarily in that order. So on the accountability side, we acknowledge that the RSAC as a whole acknowledges that root server operators have a responsibility to the internet for providing good overall service. This may sound as a very obvious point, but it's something that we actually want to codify in text somewhere. And we also understand that in addition to the above, there is also various forms of accountability to local communities. For instance, in our case, in NetNode case, we have a responsibility towards NordGenet, the academic network in the Nordic region, because we have a memorandum of understanding with them. RIPE-NCC may have relations to their membership, and or various root server operators have local communities or supporting organizations or something that to which they have accountability. And we also identify that the root server operators actually have responsibilities towards each other. we actually have to cooperate, and we have to operate a combined system that works as a whole. We cannot have one or two operators go out on their own and do their own thing. We have to operate as one common system, and that creates responsibilities between us. Next slide, please. We also wanted to put in text something that has been obvious for a long time, but we really wanted to have that written down, which is that the RSEC is not aware of an existing procedure to designate a root server operator. There were procedures that were extremely informal. They kind of vanished in 1998. And since then, we are not aware of any procedures to designate a root server operator. And we also suggest that the process to do that be defined, because it may be needed in the future. So it would be good to have one. And RSAC would expect to participate in the development of such a process. But we also see it. That's not codified here, but it's obvious that it's a community effort that needs wide participation. On the continuity side, next slide. I keep forgetting that my computer is not connected to the screen. Excuse me. We said that RSAC should document the position, including the underlying reasons for having that position, which is that the demise of a single root server operator does not pose an immediate problem for the root server system as a whole, because the system is so over-provisioned in all possible ways, both when it comes to technology and organizations and what have you. So if one of the root server operators suddenly stopped operating their letter, that wouldn't have any noticeable impact on the system. Excuse me. We also should document that the various aspects of diversity, which are many, of the root server system and operators, these are strengths of the overall system. It's actually beneficial for the entire system to have a lot of differences in many places, because that creates a web that is very durable, is the word I'm looking for. And the root server operators should also document and promote the long track record of uninterrupted service operation, uninterrupted operation of the service root server system, in order to just highlight that this is actually a system that has been working for a very long time. Next slide, please. If we go into evolution, we see it as desirable to define the key technical elements of a potential or potential root server operators that would be the technical elements that would be critical to define a root server operator. I have to get this right. This text is probably cut and pasted. Key technology, potential root server that would be free. Yes. What we're trying to say here is that we need to define critical elements that can form the basis for a process for designing a designating a root server operator, because where we work and the important things to us are the technical components and how that fits into the entire picture. So this is a rather big task, and it's something that will require work on a lot of planes to define this, but we see this as very important a very important starting point for creating the process of designating a new root server operator. And we also recognize that root server operators need to stay ahead of the demands on capacity and performance. We cannot just sit back and say, oops, it broke, it's time to fix it. We must be ahead because we cannot afford that this component of the internet as a whole actually stops working. Next slide, please. We've also realized that RSAC is not a poster child for transparency and communication with other groups, so we need to create a strategy for better transparency and better communication with other parts of ICANN, with the internet community overall, and so on. And that work is already undergoing. And this last bullet is actually a very important point, that emerging technologies affecting the root server system should be embraced as long as, and this is a very important point, as long as the internet globally unique public namespace is preserved. So we maintain an openness towards new technologies that can involve, affect, replace, whatever, the root server system as a whole. We cannot really sit back and say, no, we must not ever change, because change always happens, so we must be open to that. But the key important thing here is that we maintain a unique namespace, because that, if we don't have that, we no longer have a functioning internet, in my personal view. Next slide is actually handing it over to Suzanne or Brad. I don't know who's going to do this.
Suzanne couldn't make it here today. Suzanne Wolf is our RSAC liaison to the board. And there is a board meeting going on that we all agreed she should be at. So you guys get to listen to me for a bit more. So next slide. So the current work, we have a number of things that are happening that we expect to get done before ICANN 56. The first one here is the history of the root server system. Going through our different documents and our workshop and different efforts, it came abundantly clear that there was no document that codified or memorialized the history of the root server system. And so we thought that this was an important fact that needed to be put together, and lots of people worked on this. I think the next slide covers. Yeah. So this we worked in collaboration with root server operators, both past and present, as well as a number of different technologists who were involved, dating back to the beginning of the root, and put together this document. That, and with the help of ICANN staff, thank you very much. This has come together very, very nicely. It contains a chronological history, going back to the beginning, as well as all the current operators have added in information about their organizations, their roots, and major milestones that they may have done independently. Next slide. Okay. Before I go on there, that's a great document. It's a great read. It's currently being sent around with the caucus. It's out of the caucus, and we have some final edits going on, so hopefully that'll be out soon for the consumption of the community. RSAC 002, version 3. So you heard Kaveh earlier describe the measurements document and what was going on there. This is version 3 of it that will have some significant changes, or additions, I should say, on stuff that we currently measure, and adding more. I think that's good there. Next slide. And then lastly, we have a work party that's going on regarding the root server naming system scheme. This is as the internet has evolved, the root zone has evolved, different changes have taken place to accommodate the evolution or the ever-changing root server system, and we thought that it was time to look at this again. Have we named the the root servers correctly to get the most out of the environment we are currently in. Some of this, as I said earlier, started the discussion around the history document, and that was part of the result of these discussions. And the work party is supposed to look at new naming schemes, do a risk and impact assessment, and then come back and give recommendations. If there are to be made any changes, what are those, and what is the scope of those, and everything related to those changes, potential changes. Next slide. And that covers work that has been done since last ICANN, work that is currently ongoing that we hope and expect to be done before ICANN 56. And we are moving into our Q&A portion now. If you go to the next slide, it's community interaction. This is where all of our resources are. Please feel free to go there. I know Limon mentioned Google, but if you they are right here are the links. And again, there is an email to our membership committee if you are interested in joining RSAC and contributing. I'll open the floor up to questions. All right. I think with no questions, I think we'll give you guys some time back to go enjoy the nice weather. Thank you.